Hi, this week the question is this: is it possible for government to produce heaven on earth? A little girl one time asked her daddy, "Do all fairy tales begin by saying once upon a time?" The father answered, "No, sweetheart. Some fairy tales begin by saying, 'If I am elected to be your next president.'" Now, if you listen to what all of the candidates are promising, it's truly amazing. They make it sound as if they, just one man, can fix all of the problems in our society. They alone can solve our problems. But basically, they're promising the same thing. If you elect them, no matter who it is, there'll be no worries about crime, Social Security, health care, long-term care for the elderly, daycare for the children, safe schools for the young kids, affordable college for the grown kids, military defense, job security, inflation, corruption, foreign policy. They're promising to be everything to everyone. They're promising to meet every imaginable need. They're promising a utopia. They're promising heaven. In Matthew chapter 24, verses 4 through 7, Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in various places." Now, this is speaking about the problems Israel would be facing in the first century. This was not a prophecy of the end of time, but what I want you to see is what's happening here. Jesus said, "Many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ.'" In other words, there are coming some politicians who will promise that they can fix everything. They will claim to have the answers to all of your problems. They want you to trust them to be the leader. And Jesus said they will deceive many. In other words, they won't be able to deliver on their promises. Even with these great leaders in offices, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes. What the Lord is saying is that no earthly ruler, either then or now, can solve all of the world's problems. There will always be poverty, according to Jesus, Matthew 26, verse 11. There will always be death, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. There will always be insecurity and scarcity, Proverbs 23 and verse 5. The point of all of this is, heaven is not going to be on this earth or in this lifetime. No candidate and no government is going to solve all our problems. We need to spend our time and energy on divine government rather than earthly governments. Heaven in heaven is everything that we could hope for it to be. We need to take our eyes off of this planet and look toward heaven. No earthly government can ever deliver to us a heaven on earth. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 2, the Bible says, "Set your mind on things above and not on things on the earth." In Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 through 21, Jesus said, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's www.willofthelord.com. At our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. Call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.